me about your job when you left school.
Well, I went to the University Press in 1957. I started there. I was 15. I used to have to get up early in the morning, right from Barton, get a bus to be at work at 7:30. So, and it was all dark, and I can remember the buses not turning up, and we'd have to go from run from one estate to the other to try and get the other a bus. And then eventually we'd get there. And of course, we had to clock in, so, you know, you had to be on time. And I was, you know, on time all the time, because I hated being late for anything. So that was okay. And I did what they call a fold. I was on a folding machine, which folded all the pamphlets of the paper, that you'd have 16-page, 32-page, and that sort of thing. And as they came out of the machine, you collected them up, and then you counted them out into 50s, and then you'd make a big bundle of them. Then you'd take the bundle to tying up the bundler, it was called, I think, yes. And you'd take it there, and it was strung up, and you'd string it up and pile it up in a stack. And then you'd come back to the table and start again getting all the things out of the machine. It was really, you know, it was a bit mundane, really, but it was all right. I mean, didn't mind too much. I think we got about £2.12 for that for 40 hours.
Were you able to chat while you worked, or was there too much noise?
No, we learnt to lip read a lot, funnily enough, because over the noise, you tended to, well, you did talk, but, and you'd talk when you got to the bundler and waited for the bundler to be pressed in, you know, to compress the book in. And then you'd chat there, and then you'd go back, but you could lip read from one to another, you know, and that's how we sort of communicated, really. We used to wear these sort of turbans on top of our heads. It was sort of like a safety thing that you had to do. Otherwise, if you got your hair caught in the machine, you wouldn't be liable for anything. You know, they wouldn't be liable for anything, rather. So they were horrible blinking hats. I hated them.
Was it mostly women doing your kind of work?
Yes. The men were the operators, what they call the operators. They used to take all the paper up to a level. They used to have to climb steps and put it over it, and what they called bank it all up, and then the machine would take it down and fold it. And it was the women that did all the bundling up and everything, and the collecting up of the paper. Yes.
Yeah. How did you meet your husband?
Over the bundler. he just came along, and I think somebody had sort of prized him to sort of say, ask me out, you know. And I think I was only 15, and I said, yes, I'll go. Sort of went for a laugh, really. 44 years later, I'm still laughing.